We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, I think we stumbled upon Anthony Brian Logan a little while back. He is an African-American conservative blogger. You put those things together and it makes for an incredible YouTube channel. He's very well versed in all things politics. And we were listening to him this morning. I dig some of your take, Anthony. We're welcoming you back to KDKA. So thanks for joining us about the squad and about the chanting center back and all that. How are you?
Oh, everything is great. How about you guys?
Good, good. So you had an interesting take on the center back. You didn't find that racist?
No, not at all. I think people are just overreacting because anything like this that could in some way be seen as racist, people are going to hop all over because it's like, hey, here's evidence. This is what we're talking about the whole time. You know, they'll say other things that aren't racist, like the good people on both sides. That was not racist. He was talking about regular, everyday people, not those that were in the extremist groups that happened to be out there in Charlottesville that day. So when they find something like this, they say, okay, this is a rock solid piece of evidence that we have. And they want to blow it out of proportion. So, no, it wasn't racist. If people don't like where they are, if they don't like how the country is operated and run, they can go back to wherever they want to go back to. And when it started at that rally, you know, the whole send her back thing, that was just the people expressing how they felt. People are tired of it.
Hey, Brian, but Anthony, you know, the president has a problem with it. I heard him. I heard him several times say he does.
Well, I mean, he got a problem with it, and that's fine. But I think the average everyday people, we feel how we feel. You know, he has to have a problem with it because he has to be the president of all people. Some people are not going to like it. They're going to say it's too far. Okay, that's fine. But the average person in America, not the far left, far right, or whatever, the average person, we're tired of it, and we felt that that was the appropriate thing to say.
We're speaking with conservative YouTuber Anthony Brian Logan. Anthony, what do you think of this squad? When you look at them, what do you see? What do you like? Do you not?
Well, the squad, they're a funny bunch, I tell you. I mean, you know, AOC is the ringleader, and the rest of them are just kind of, being strung along by the group they're all part of. That's one thing that's not really being said here. They're part of the Justice Democrats. It's kind of a super PAC. There's a lot of money behind them. Chink from the Young Turks, he has a lot of money in it. So these are people that are pretty much put out there. They're trotted out there to push certain far-left narratives. They have a lot of popularity. They're big online, and a lot of that is by design. They were handpicked for a particular reason to push the Democratic Party to the far left. Nancy Pelosi is trying to resist it, but it's not really working. So I like them for destroying the Democratic Party. Would I vote for any one of them? Absolutely not.
Anthony, it's interesting about you because you're very popular, and we like to watch you. It's actually very entertaining,
yeah.
Which is, by the way, the reason why we're all here.
Yes, amen.
It's fascinating, though, with the send them back. So many African-Americans that I personally know are offended by that because, as you know, this has been a racist comment meant towards black folks for generations. Send them back to Africa. So I find it fascinating that that doesn't strike you as racist. Do you not get that connotation when somebody says send them back? Because it's been said to folks who are African-American for generations, sir.
I mean, somebody could take it that way, but he didn't say anything about going back to Africa. I mean, now, it just so happens that Ilhan Omar is from Somalia, but it doesn't matter what race a person is. You could be from Ireland. You could be from China. You could be from Russia. You could be from Jupiter. I don't care where you come from. If you don't like the USA, which, by the way, I thought that president was the president of, then you can go back to another place. You know, this whole thing about going back to Africa, that's people just trying to dig up, you know, old racial things and control people using that and saying, hey, look at this. Look at what was said previously. Isn't that the same thing? You should think Trump is racist and you shouldn't support him. This is the way they try to control us. And I won't be controlled by that. Some people are going to be offended and that's fine. But I think the majority of us are not.
I was reading somewhere where this seems like it's come down to a choice between socialism and nationalism. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's what's going to happen here because the squad, quote unquote, they want socialism, which ain't nothing but communism. That's going to be the end result. You know, and the truth is the whole Democratic Party wants socialism. When they were on stage and they asked
right.
them, you know, will you support health care for all, even illegals? Everyone raised their hand. And they said, okay, how are you going to have health care for all? No more private insurance, single payer. You're going to have a thing called UBI. So is it going to be everybody gets a certain amount of money extra per month, or will that be only what they get per month? Communism is coming in really quickly, and I think that people that are trying to resist it want capitalism, and they don't want to fall down the road of many other countries in the past.
Anthony has 300,000 subscribers, which is insane.
He's wicked powerful.
Good for you. You're in the minority of minorities. It's actually fascinating. If you look at voting records, Hillary got 97 to 98% of the black vote. Same with Clinton. Same with Obama. It's kind of the deal. So you're in
a small slice.
Do you get a lot of grief from African Americans, Anthony, for being a sellout?
Well, Hillary actually got much less of the black vote than the person before, Barack Obama, of course. Barack Obama got about 95. She got a little bit less than 90. And, it feels good to be in this particular position because I'm starting to see a lot of black folks go the opposite direction, come more towards the right.
Nice.
We're not liking what we see on the Democratic side. You know, they're talking about abortion up until 9 months. Right. And that's killed 20 million black babies since 1973, Roe v. Wade. Sure. We don't like the way that the whole LGBT thing is being used as a weapon to sexualize children. You know, people want to be gay, that's okay. But when you have five-year-olds dancing around in drag that are boys, I think that's a little bit too far. So we don't like the way that the party is going. And a lot of us are just coming over here. So I like being right here
Absolutely. Anthony, nice. I love having you on. I like your perspective. And I want to thank you again. Hopefully you'll take my call next time I place it and you'll come back and visit us.
Thanks, Anthony.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.